For 14 years, the Gypsy Moth Suppression Program has been helping with aerial spraying to reduce defoliation on public and private lands. But the DNR says the gypsy moth threat has been reduced, and federal money is becoming less dependable as a funding source. The DNR's Daryl Zastro also says the emerald ash borer is commanding more attention than the gypsy moth.
In issues like emerald ash borer, which are almost a certainty to kill our trees, our ash trees, as compared to a gypsy moth, which are much more of a nuisance.
Zastro says the peak year for gypsy moth suppression in Wisconsin was 2004, when 51,000 acres were treated. Only a few dozen acres were done this year. He says the suppression effort would continue on state lands, and he says the state would help communities and individuals work with one of the 19 private companies that do aerial spraying.
We do have some history of success here. We facilitated a private spray program for a Forest Hen caterpillar outbreak. We've also worked with lake associations in a gypsy moth.
The DNR says some cities and individuals that contract with the private firms may get a lower price than when dealing with a state. But the department also says if customers are far away from the contractor, have few acres, or unusual requirements, the price per acre could be more expensive. Public hearings on suspending the gypsy moth suppression program will be held later this year. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.